"Over here, Harry,"
said Mr. Weasley, and they stepped out of the stream of ministry employees heading for the Golden Gates toward a desk on the left, over which hung a sign saying Security. A badly shaven wizard in peacock blue robes looked up as they approached and put down his daily prophet.
"I'm escorting a visitor," said Mr. Weasley, gesturing towards Harry. "Step over here," said the wizard in a bored voice.
Harry walked closer to him, and the wizard held up a long golden rod, thin and flexible as a car aerial, and passed it up and down Harry's front and back.
"Wand,"
grunted the security wizard at Harry, putting down the golden instrument and holding out his hand. Harry produced his wand. The wizard dropped it onto a strange brass instrument, which looked something like a set of scales with only one dish. It began to vibrate. A narrow strip of parchment came speeding out of a slit in the base. The wizard tore this off and read the writing upon it.
11 inches, Phoenix feather core, been in use 4 years, that correct?
Yes, said Harry nervously.
I keep this,
said the wizard, impaling the slip of parchment on a small brass spike.
You get this back,
he added, thrusting the wand at Harry.
Thank you. Hang on, said the wizard slowly.
His eyes had darted from the silver visitor's badge on Harry's chest to his forehead.
Thank you, Eric,
said Mr. Weasley firmly, and grasping Harry by the shoulder, he steered him away from the desk and back into the stream of wizards and witches walking through the golden gates. Jostled slightly by the crowd, Harry followed Mr. Weasley through the gates into the smaller hall beyond, where at least 20 lifts stood behind wrought golden grills. Harry and Mr. Weasley joined the crowd around one of them. A big bearded wizard holding a large cardboard box stood nearby. The box was emitting rasping noises.
All right, Arthur, said the wizard, nodding at Mr. Weasley.
What have you got there, Bob?
Asked Mr. Weasley, looking at the box.
We're not sure,
said the wizard seriously.
We thought it was a bog-standard chicken until it started breathing fire. Looks like a serious breach of the ban on experimental breeding to me.
With a great jangling and clattering, a lift descended in front of them. The golden grill slid back, and Harry and Mr. Weasley moved inside it with the rest of the crowd. Harry found himself jammed against the back wall of the lift. Several witches and wizards were looking at him curiously. He stared at his feet to avoid catching anyone's eye, flattening his fringe as he did so. The grills slid shut with a crash, and the lift ascended slowly, chains rattling all the while the same cool female voice Harry had heard in the telephone box rang out again.
Level 7, Department of Magical Games and Sports, incorporating the British and Irish Quidditch League headquarters, official Gobstones Club, and Ludicrous Patents Office.
The lift doors opened. Harry glimpsed an untidy-looking corridor with various posters of Quidditch teams tacked lopsidedly on the walls. One of the wizards in the lift, who was carrying an arm full of broomsticks, extricated himself with difficulty and disappeared down the corridor. The doors closed, the lift juddered upward again, and the woman's voice said,
Level 6, Department of Magical Transport, incorporating the Flu Network Authority, Broom Regulatory Control, Portkey Office, and Apparition Test Center.
Once again the lift doors opened, and 4 or 5 witches and wizards got out. At the same time, several paper aeroplanes swooped into the lift. Harry stared up at them as they flapped idly around above his head. They were a pale violet colour, and he could see Ministry of Magic stamped along the edges of their wings.
Just interdepartmental memos, Mr. Weasley muttered to him. We used to use owls, but the mess was unbelievable. Droppings all over the desks.
As they clattered upward again, the memos flapped around the swaying lamp in the lift's ceiling.
Level 5, Department of International Magical Cooperation, incorporating the International Magical Trading Standards Body, the International Magical Office of Law, and the International Confederation of Wizards, British Seats.